And now, we're going to hear from one Oakland local who's made her hometown a source of artistic inspiration. Visual artist and cultural organizer Fabiana Rodriguez grew up in the Fruitvale District in East Oakland, far from her parents' native Peru. She says she wants to change how immigrants and other marginalized groups are portrayed so that the full spectrum of people's stories can be shown. In addition to making her own work, she's the director of Culture Strike, a national art and activist organization, and she's the co-founder of Presente.org, whose aim is to empower Latino communities. KALW's Jen Chien spoke with Fabiana Rodriguez about the power of art to shape our cultural and political realities.
I think it's safe to say that you're one of the most visible artists, activist artists out in the country today. What would you say is the thread that ties all of your work together?
The thread is that I want to change the narrative around how people of color and immigrants are portrayed. Our stories don't get shared in the cultural realm, in music, in literature, in film, in the visual arts. What you see is tired and dated tropes of who we are as people of color, as first and second generation migrants, as queer folks, as women. And I really want to complicate that. And I want to not just fight against problematic narratives, but also to create new narratives that will further complicate and really show our full humanity.
Can you talk a little bit about how your background and how your childhood or your experience growing up influences how you think about how you want to change that narrative?
I grew up in the very traditional immigrant family where I was very sheltered. My parents were all about education. Both of my parents each had two jobs at least. And it was all about getting straight A's and making sure I was in math and science engineering camp on the weekends and after school. And in that way, I felt that I very much mimic the traditional narrative of migrants, which is that your parents come, they don't have a college education, you're usually the first to go to college.
You start climbing the ladder, supported by your parents' multiple jobs.
And you know, I was one of the only people in my community to go to college. Many of my peers went to jail. Many of my peers were pregnant at a very young age. So I always felt like kind of like the model minority. I would always get invited to speak about what it was to grow up in the hood and, you know, in a very tokenizing way.
And when you were growing up, did you realize that or did you recognize or feel like a token or was it later that you...
I later began to understand that it was much more complicated than what was on the surface. And I understood that, I would say, when I was 21 and I had an abortion, which I have no regrets about. It was the right decision for me. I realized that there's a whole nother layer of silence that occurs in our community and that even in the way that we're portrayed, we are not shown as full human beings.
In the media,
and even with our own communities. The emphasis is often so much on productivity and on getting ahead in this very traditional American capitalist context.
And if you stray from that, we don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about it. And we also don't get to show ourselves in the way that white people, the narratives about white people. Because I grew up watching all kinds of, you know, Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles where teenagers were messy. You know, teenagers got to express themselves sexually and they got to experiment with drugs and all that. All that was very open. It was part of this kind of national narrative,
right,
of what
the
it meant
American
to find
way
yourself.
Of,
yeah, and
of
I
the
felt
teenager.
Like, you know, and I just felt like, wow, that story is not being told. And I, the way that I'm being presented actually not just hurts the way people see me, but it hurts the way I see myself. It ultimately disempowers me. Cultural narratives are not just about us. Like the way that narratives about who we are as people, it's not just how they affect white people. It's actually also how they affect us, how we can perceive ourselves. So as an artist, I'm very much about showing all of that.
So would you say that for you, becoming fully an artist and becoming fully, I guess, politicized or political in your viewpoint came together at the same time?
I feel that the arts is a place to be free. And I feel that politics often can be a bit simplified. And although I'm I'm a huge advocate for social justice. I believe that the arts adds a dimension to politics that is about being free and is about really embracing who we are as full human beings.
Right. You've said that art can shape politics in a way that no other medium can.
Yes.
Can you kind of dig into that a little bit?
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
Well, first is that politics, if you look at how politics work, politics is often about laws and policies. And who's deciding on these policies? Well, it's overwhelmingly white men. When we are trying to get laws changed, often we are thinking about and working within what's politically feasible, right? So we are saying, for example, let's stop the deportations. Let's get cameras on these police, right? Let's figure out training systems. What's politically feasible is not where we should start. I think we need to start in the space of the imagination. I think that we need to completely question some of these systems. It's the same thing with climate change. We have a conversation about how much CO2 is in the air. We have a conversation about, you know, green energy, right?
Sun emissions.
What we don't have a conversation about is completely rethinking our consumption patterns and really questioning, hey, you know what, this the way that we feel entitled to stuff, especially in this country, we're using 17 more times energy than anyone else. We need to completely reimagine our futures.
And so you're saying politics is not the arena for that.
Politics is not the space for that. The arts is the space for that, because the arts offers us a space to completely dream. For example, I would love to see a world without borders, you know, and that's a place that I can create in my artwork. I can't talk to a congressman about eliminating borders. They just won't. That's not
Does
even a place
not compute.
For them to start. It's
uh-huh.
not. And yet, I still believe that we need to imagine a world without gender. Imagine if I propose that to a politician, a world without gender. They don't even know where to start. So for me, the arts is a place to really think big, to think with our imagination, and to completely reimagine systems.